Onondaga County's Central Library, located in downtown Syracuse, has been undergoing an $8 million renovation. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it's part of an effort to update and modernize the library for the 21st century while taking advantage of downtown's revitalization.
Walking down South Salinas Street in downtown Syracuse, you can't miss the large vertical sign with red capital letters that reads Library. Beneath it is a street-level entrance with big glass windows for the city's Central Library's new first floor, which is scheduled to be completed in May. It is significant because up until this point, the library has been tucked away on the second floor of an indoor business center.
It's going to generate so much more excitement because people can really see what's going on in the library.
And that's more than just books. Susan Reckow, the administrator for City Libraries, says the first floor will feature
an audio lab and a video lab and virtual reality, 3D printer, sewing machines.
She calls it a maker space where people come to create.
Because libraries are changing and we need to respond to the needs of the community.
Reckow emphasizes how the library focuses on workforce development.
Looking for jobs, filling out resumes, using e-government. So a lot of people come in so we can walk them through the different processes where they have to communicate with an organization or a government entity, you know, online.
And how they're looking to bring in the next generation of library goers by having a teen space. It's taken several years to secure the funding for these renovations through county, state, and federal grants, as well as private investment. Renovations of the different levels of the library will be complete by July, and the best part, Reckow says, is
we're free.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.